Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
I welcome you to your month of breakthrough. Our focus for the month is breakthrough is my heritage in Christ. Matthew chapter 5 verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. That will be your experience all throughout this month. In the mighty name of Jesus, I welcome everyone, friends and families and members connected to us tonight. From everywhere you are connected, God is going to reach you tonight mightily. And this service will culminate into a testimony for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. All throughout this month, in our midweek services like this, we're going to be looking at what is captioned, Engaging the Master Key to Supernatural Breakthrough. Engaging the Master Key to Supernatural Breakthrough. And our rider scripture is Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. This month, all things will work together for your good. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to be laying a foundation tonight. And this foundation is what we're going to be building up tomorrow, Friday, and all the midweek communion services all throughout the month. So let's start by laying the foundation for this teaching. Number one foundation is that we are in the days of rising stars. We are in the days of rising stars. We are in the last days. And the last days of rising stars in the kingdom. In Psalm 110 verse 1 to 3, the Bible says, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of youth. And if you go to Psalm 87, he also mentioned about the kind of people that be coming from Zion. And in Obadiah chapter 1 verse 21, it says, Savior shall come on Mount Zion. So I congratulate you for being part of these rising stars. And I decree in the name of Jesus, the star in you shall emerge. In the name of Jesus Christ. The number two foundation is that destiny in the kingdom is a function of love. Our level of love for God is what defines the limits of our destiny in the kingdom. The more your love for God, the more you fulfill destiny in the kingdom. Remember on Sunday, John chapter 21, verse 15 to 17, we shared it that Jesus came to Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Feed my lamb. So your level of love for God is what defines the limits of your destiny in the kingdom, which means the more you love God, the more your destiny opens. And as you continue to love God, your destiny continues to open. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. If God dwells in you, you know what you will do. You will do everything possible and impossible. Praise the Lord. So your destiny can never be limited because of God's love in your life. And the more you continue to love God, the more your destiny opens up. Now, number three, greater breakthrough is a function of growth in love. Greater breakthrough is a function of growth in love. That is, as we grow in love, we continue to command greater breakthrough by the day. Remember, the month is that breakthrough is our heritage in Christ, but it is your love that determines the dimension of breakthrough you command. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 to 19, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. So in order for you to be filled with all the fullness of God, you must grow in love. Praise the Lord. And number four, Faith delivers by love. Faith delivers by love. Scripturally, breakthrough is defined by faith. But our faith will only deliver to the level of our love for God. Breakthrough is delivered by faith. And our faith can only deliver by our love for God. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23, the Bible says, Jesus said unto him, if you believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Now, in Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 to 29, there was a blind man, two blind men followed Jesus Christ and cried, thou son of David, have mercy. And in verse 29, Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you, as he touched their eyes. So, breakthrough answers to faith. But faith answers to love. That's why Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, for in Jesus Christ is neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Now, number 5 foundation I want to lay is that the pursuit of God and his kingdom is gateway to awe and breakthrough. Pursuit of God and his kingdom is gateway to awe and breakthrough. That is, pursuing after God and the interest of his kingdom is gateway to awe and breakthrough. That's why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Matthew 6:33. Now, from this introduction, it is obvious that the love of God is the master key to a supernatural breakthrough. Remember, our teaching topic tonight is engaging the master key to supernatural breakthrough. And the love of God, from the foundation we just laid, the love of God is the master key to supernatural breakthrough. Now, very quickly tonight, what is in love that makes it a master key to a world of supernatural breakthrough? And we're going to consider 2 parameters of love tonight that qualified it as the master key to a world of supernatural breakthrough. And that's what we're going to be doing all throughout the month. We're going to be considering certain characteristics and descriptions of love that qualifies it as the master key to a world of supernatural breakthrough. Tonight, the first one we want to look at is divine presence. Divine presence. Divine presence is God being with you. Remember, God is love. So, God is in love. When you love God with your heart, it commands divine presence. Now, what is in divine presence that also gives it access to command breakthrough? Remember, love brings divine presence. But what is the capacity of divine presence? How does divine presence bring about breakthrough? Number one, divine presence is our access to unlimited breakthroughs. Divine presence is our access to unlimited breakthrough. Why did I say that? 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 to 18. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. And remember, God created everything. He had breakthrough in everything. He created everything from nothing. So when you have God with you, you have the power to create everything. You have the power to break every obstacle. The Bible says in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void. And yet the Spirit of God was upon the surface of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. So when you command divine presence, the same way God is, that's how you are. So no obstacle, nothing can stop you. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus from tonight, nothing can stop you. The Bible says, what shall we say then? If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Now, what is in divine presence? Number 2, no gates of hell can be shut against God. Now, Because divine presence means God is with you. And so there is no gate of hell that can be shut against God. That is the power of divine presence that makes man commands breakthrough. So you want to break through in your career, you go for an interview, they can never say no to you. You want to break through concerning your immigration matter, you go for your interview, they can't say no to you. You want to break through in your business, you apply for, you know, you submit your proposal, no one can say no to you. You want to break through in your marriage. Why? Because you carry God. Because there is no God that can be shut against God. In Psalm 24, verse 7 to 10, it says, "Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be lift up, O ye everlasting gates, that the King of glory will come in." So every door is opened for God. So when you carry divine presence, you enjoy breakthrough wherever you are located. And I pray somebody's experiencing breakthrough tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you read through Psalm 114, we see how everything obeyed the Israelites. As they left Egypt, everything responded to them. The sea saw them and fled. The mountains kept like rams. Why? Because God was leading them. The presence of God was with them. I decree in the name of Jesus, whatsoever mountain that is standing before you, because you carry divine presence by love tonight, every mountain shall be leveled in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what is in divine presence that commands breakthrough? Now, when God stretches forth his hand, no one can hold it back. Now, in divine presence, God stretches his hand. So the hand of God is the one that is commanding everything for your sake. In Isaiah chapter 14, verse 27, it says, "For the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who shall disannoy it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back?" So God has a long hand that can reach anywhere. And when you command divine presence, the hand of God will be working for you. You want to write the examination, the hand of God, the Lord will write it for you. You want to reach anything, the hand of the Lord will reach it for you. And I pray in the name of Jesus tonight, you will never fail again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Engaging the master key to supernatural breakthrough. We said love is that master key. And there is divine presence when you operate in love. You carry God. And when you carry God, you carry gold. When you carry God, everything responds to you. I always tell people, when you attend covenant hour prayer in the morning, you meet with the immortal God. So no mortal man can say no to you. Anytime you attend covenant hour prayer, you have met with immortal God. Therefore, when you appear before a mortal man, he can't stop you. He can't say no to you. And I decree, because of your love for God tonight, and as you continue to exhibit the love of God, no door can be shut against you. No mortal man can say no to you. Now, again, what is in love that makes it a master key to supernatural breakthrough? Number two tonight, there is word encounter in love. Love grants us express access to word encounter. Love creates a platform for word encounter. In John chapter 15, verse 15, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you." So when you love God, you no longer remain in the position of servant, like a slave in this context, but you become a child of God, and you have access to revelation. When you love God, you read the word, and then God opens your word. You have an encounter with the word. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8, it says, "The Lord sent the word unto Jacob, and it has lighted upon Israel." And now, love gives us access to word encounter. Now, what is in word encounter itself? Word encounter, number one, opens new chapter of destiny to us. When you encounter a word, watch it. Everyone that God has turned their life around is because of word encounter. All you need is just to encounter a word. When the light of the word, one revelation can turn a man's life around 360 degrees. And when you love God, God gives you encounter with the word. You have encounter with the word of God, then a new chapter is opened unto you. Whenever we encounter a word from the Lord, a new chapter opens up. In Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2, the Bible says, "The Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet." So every time the Spirit of God enters into you by his word, your position changes. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, somebody's position is changing tonight. Look at Joseph. It was word encounter. According to the revelation given to David in Psalm 105 about him. Psalm 105 verse 17 to 22. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. The king sent him and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his senators wisdom. Until the time his word came, he was in the prison. But when his word came, the prison could not hold him again. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, a word is coming your way tonight that will turn your life around. You don't need the whole teaching. It's just one word. Just one word. Just one word. And as I'm speaking tonight, that word is being released to you. You are hearing my voice, but you are hearing the voice of God behind my voice. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. New chapter is being opened for somebody tonight. In Jesus' name. Now, what is in word encounter? Word encounter number two puts us in command of the supernatural. Word encounter puts us in the command of the supernatural. In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. So you are in command. The word encounter puts you in command. Encounter with the word puts us in supernaturally in command of breakthrough. So you begin to command all manner of breakthroughs because you have the word at your disposal. Look at what happened to Peter. In Luke chapter 5 verse 5, Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will lay down the net. And he was in command of the supernatural. As he obeyed the word, he became the commander of the supernatural. I decree in the name of Jesus, the word that will put you in command is coming your way tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, having said all of this, it is vital for us to take responsibility. Now, we must maximize this season to love God, to really position ourselves, to take hold of that master key that unlocks the door of breakthrough. Now, God's servant has told us that this is a season of 10 souls, one winner, 10 souls for Christ. And we have all the opportunities. Anyone that comes to you for any problem whatsoever, the first solution you want to give is Jesus Christ. Anyone you meet on transit, on the train, on the bus, present Jesus. Anyone you are able to connect to on your social media, use it as a tool. You can be on the prayer mountain. Take all the and pray for souls. Pray for salvation of souls. Get all the flyers and the tracts and go on the field and reach out to the Lord. Let us maximize this season. Now, how do we maximize this season? One of the ways we can maximize this season, and this is we're going to be looking at this particular aspect in all our teachings, is by following the steps of biblical giants. Following the steps of biblical giants. In Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16, the Bible says, thus says the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. And Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, it said, that ye be not slothful, but follow us of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Now, we must follow the old path. We must follow biblical examples of great giants. If you want to love God, and you want to love God to the point of breakthrough, look at relevant examples. Now, we look at the scriptures. We have vivid examples in our days now, but let's start from looking at the scriptures. Now, there is a character trait in biblical giants that showed us examples of breakthrough. And we're going to be looking at the character traits all through our teaching for the month. But one character trait we want to look at tonight is the spirit of servitude. The spirit of servitude. Giants in scriptures
are addicted servants of God. In Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1 to 2, he said, "Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighted. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the streets." The servant of God, the spirit of servanthood. You are not making noise everywhere, but you are making effect. But you are serving God. You are serving God without no title. You are serving God without any official position. And that is the kind of spirit that God is looking for. That is the kind of the spirit of the giant. Now, look at what God's servant said. He said, "While only servants become leaders, great servants are ordained to become great leaders." And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that great leaders are emerging this month in our midst in Jesus' name. One critical example of a great leader that was a servant leader was Daniel. We saw how Daniel served. He served God in prayers, served God in reaching out to other people, reaching out to other brethren. Daniel was a mentor of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he was so relevant in Babylon for about 65 years because of his commitment to God, because of his servant leadership attitude. And he became a great leader. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, someone will emulate that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Another servant leader that we need to follow is the man called Peter. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 19 to 20, the Bible says, "And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him." That was Peter and his colleagues. And till the end, Peter followed to the end. While the mother of Zebedee was trying to create room for her two sons, Peter was busy serving. And look at the testimony concerning Peter in Matthew chapter 26, verse 35. Peter said unto him, "Though I should die with you, will I not deny you? Likewise also said all the disciples." But the other disciples did not even follow to the point of temptation. Agreed, we said Peter denied Jesus, but he followed to that point of denial. But he came back to himself. The same Peter became a great giant in Acts chapter 2, verse 14 to 16. Now, what am I saying tonight? If you truly want to love God, you need to look at the example of how the giants in the scripture love God to the point of breaking through and becoming a giant. Number one is their passion, their love for God, and also their character traits of servanthood. I want to encourage every one of us tonight, under the sound of my voice, serve God with your heart. Be a servant of God to the core. A servant is the one that is serving, that is always there to serve at all times, whether it is convenient or it's not convenient. And as you begin to do so, you begin to experience breakthrough in all dimensions. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree tonight, whatsoever that is breaking you down or that has broken you down, by the power of the word that you have received tonight, you are experiencing supernatural breakthrough. Breakthrough in your health in the name of Jesus Christ. Breakthrough in your marriage in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough in your business in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough in your health in the name of Jesus Christ. Breakthrough in your career in the mighty name of Jesus. Please rise with me tonight. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lord, help me to be able to love you more. Help me to be able to follow the examples of the giant in the scripture. To be able to imbibe the character traits of servanthood. To serve you with no condition in the mighty name of Jesus, so as to experience supernatural breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. Help me to love you in Jesus' name. Help me to love you with my heart. Help me to love you by taking responsibility, by taking actions in the name of Jesus. This month is my month of breakthrough. I will experience breakthrough in my health. I will experience breakthrough in my career. I will experience breakthrough in my marriage. I will experience breakthrough in my ministry. I will experience breakthrough in my business. But God, help me, O Lord, to take responsibility, to love you in the name of Jesus, so as to continue to enjoy divine presence, to continue to enjoy word encounter.
help me to continue to serve you with humility, to be a servant leader in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Now tonight you have heard the word, but it is not by power nor by might, but by the Spirit of God. If you are not born again, you don't have the Spirit of God. It's like a car without an engine. It's just ordinary matter. But tonight, Jesus is calling unto you. He wants to come into your life. He wants to be your Lord. He wants to be your Savior. He wants you to break through in life. He doesn't want you to live a life of mediocrity. He wants you to live a life of excellence, a life of affluence, a life of blessing. He wants you to live in health and wholeness. Satan is the one taking your health away. Satan is the one inflicting you with that sickness. But Jesus wants to set you free tonight. You want to receive Jesus? Please say this prayer with me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you tonight. I know I have sinned. Forgive me all of my sins. Come into my life. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I thank you for everyone who said the prayers tonight. Jesus, you said whoever that comes to you, you will not cast out. Come into their life and be their Lord and Savior in the name of Jesus. And I decree, according to the word of God, if any man is in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Welcome into the newness of life in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.